This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors of Cleveland and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. And joining me today is our good neighbor, Nate King of the Grit House, and I understand now you have a second location called The Flow. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We've got two locations on the property here that handle two types of training.
All right. Well, welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, and thanks for being our special guest today.
Hey, it's my pleasure, man. Thanks for asking me.
Absolutely. Well, before we get started talking about your business, would you like to share a little with us about yourself and your family?
Me and my wife, we've been married, 23 years. We've got two boys, one getting ready to go to Lee University coming up, going to be running track for them. And I got a 16-year-old son that he's running track for his first year this year. So they're pretty involved in extracurricular activities. And I live in my dream, man. You know, what can I say?
That's awesome. And I understand you have your wife was supposed to be with us, but she couldn't be. And you have a representation of her.
She was. So in lieu of her not being here, I brought her bobblehead. So if you have any questions for her, she'll be happy to take care of that for you. All right.
There you go. I told Nathan that make sure he's shown that whenever that we came on, because I that cracked me up. So all y'all that can't see the video,
yeah, he's going to do some Instagram videos with us.
all of you listeners out there that can't see, he has a bobblehead. Oh my goodness. It sounds like we got a little bit of delay here, Nate. So we'll work through that. How's that?
I'll pause a little bit after you talk.
Do me a favor and tell us a little bit about your business.
So the first business that we'll talk about is the Grit House, which is primarily a weightlifting gym. We started that 10 years ago, and we do a lot of contest prep for bodybuilding shows, weight loss, powerlifting. We've got some strongman. It's very, very unique kind of. I'm pretty on site the time. We've been there since the beginning. We started out as a kept growing to the point that we realized we needed a bigger facility, and so an opportunity arose for us to open it up, and it's been going great ever since. And the second gym, The Flow, which was opened last year, we decided that we wanted to reach a different type of training because, we don't have a group facility over on that side on the other building. So we opened up The Flow, which is catering to primarily women, men are allowed to, but it seems to be geared more towards women. We have bungee fitness. We have some cardio classes. We've got stretching, cardio dance, things of that nature, which is a very different feel from what you'll find over on the Grit House side. So the one's kind of a hard image and the other's a lot softer image.
Okay. All right. So tell our listeners about your journey. How did you decide to go into the business of opening your own gym?
I started training in my first fitness studio at 18 years old. And I fell in love with it and did a lot of self-teaching at that point, just trying to learn the industry, and never got away from it, even through college and doing some of my other career moves. Always did a little bit of training on the side. Had an opportunity where I actually worked for the police department. They sent me down to Florida to get certified down there. And I was doing a lot of the fitness instruction at the police department at the time. And one of my clients that I was working with online had such a great transformation. Her husband, he knew my dream of always wanting to open a gym. But, it was one of those things where I didn't know if I would ever have the finances to be able to do it. And, he came to me one day and he's like, look, I believe in your dream. I see what you do. He's like, you want to go into business with me? And 6 months later, we're up and running. And after about a year, he said, "This was always your dream, not mine. Do you want to buy me out now?" And so I bought out his half of the business, and, you know, don't look back, right? Just go forward.
That's great. And I your wife, Donnell, she was supposed to be with us, as we said already, and couldn't be. So kind of share her part of the journey, too, if you don't care.
Yeah. So we got married, and, you know, I was really into weight training and working out, and I was, you know, always trying to get her to come to the gym with me and work out. And she was one of those typical, "Oh, I don't know if I want to work out with weights. I'm afraid I'm going to get big and bulky." And, you know, I finally got her to come into the gym with me, and I'll never forget it. She sent me a text one day. She was training, and she was doing some dumbbell work. And she said, I looked over on the bench next to me, and there were some college boys that were there. And she said, "I was lifting more than them." And she was so excited about that. She was hooked from that point on. And, you know, that's a common misconception that women have, that they're just going to get big and huge. And that's simply not the case, you know. So through that, she started to compete and started doing very well. And she actually achieved a IFBB pro status in women's physique division in bodybuilding.
Well, congratulations to Donnell. That's great. That's a large achievement.
Yeah, she's done a great job.
That's awesome. Well, so, you know, you mentioned there about one myth and misconception that a lot of women have about you know, building muscle, working out and building muscle. Would you like to expand on that, or maybe mention any other myths or misconceptions that people have about the fitness industry?
Yeah, so that's a very common thing that we hear. You know, people seem to shy away from, women especially, shy away from the weight room because they're afraid it's going to change their body so much. But what they don't understand is when they come in and they say, "I want to be toned," that's what they're really saying, is they want a little bit more muscle tissue, because that's how you change that body composition. So this flow side that we open is meant to be a bridge between those women that are afraid to come to the gym. So we're giving them a place to come and do stretching, you know, do some cardio work, just to get them used to working out, and then hopefully gradually lead them over to the gym side and show them it's not so scary over here. You know, really what you're looking for, the ultimate goal is not going to be on a cardio treadmill machine. It's going to be over there with some resistance training.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
I think some of the other, you said other misconceptions. Yeah. And I think you talked about some other misconceptions and things, you know, even our gym, you know, we have a lot of very competitive athletes. I mean, my wife's obviously, she's a pro. We've got world record holders over here. We've had a Guinness record holder over here, pro athletes in multiple genres. And, you know, when you look at a social media platform, you can't always control all that when people are posting their pictures and their records and things. So, you know, we got a reputation early on as being just a bodybuilding gym or just a powerlifting gym. And, you know, that's one of those things that it's unfortunate, because we cater to so many people. And yeah, we have those individuals in here, but we also have that, you know, 80-year-old grandma that just wants to make sure she's strong enough to get up off the floor if she falls down. Or somebody that's had a car accident and needs to do some resistance training to rehab so they can get their mobility back. So, yeah, so it's one of those things I encourage people, you know, at least peek your head in the door, and you'll see that we're a lot friendlier and not as hardcore as what you might think.
Well, stepping away from the business side for just a moment, what do you and Donnell do for fun when you're not working?
Whew. There's not a lot of time for that when you're a self business owner and you got two of them that you're running. No, I would say I'm kind of a foodie. You know, I'm all about going out to eat and enjoying a good meal, which might seem counterproductive to what we're doing on the fitness end. But even when we go on vacations or anything, I pick my destinations based on the places that have the highest rated food. So, you know, that's one thing we really enjoy doing. My wife's very social, so anything where she could get out and you know, spend time with people, you know, even dancing, you know, things like that. She's very outgoing like that. I'm kind of the opposite. I'm more of a homebody. So at least once a year, I have to take her dancing. That's our agreement.
Well, that's part of that. That's a good exercise, dancing, isn't it?
It is, and it wears me out. You'll be sore in places you didn't know you have.
I love it. Well, getting a little more, even a little bit more personal, can you describe one hardship or life challenge that y'all have rose above and can now say you know, because of that, you're better or stronger for it?
Yeah. You know, initially when we first opened the gym, you know, it was such a huge risk for us. I mean, we literally, you know, had to put our life savings on the line. And that's scary when you've got a family and two kids to take care of. You know, that was the first year, you know, trying to just overcome all the financial burdens with opening a business and honestly not even knowing how to run one. I mean, there's going to be hurdles there that you did not foresee and plan for. So it's going to cost you more than you thought it would on the front of the business, you know, and we've got things going very well over there now. We do a great job at what we do. This opportunity arose. 10 years had not forgot that feeling of vulnerability when you put it all on the line. And we entered into that again for a second season, not knowing what to expect and putting it all out there. But you know, I'll say one thing about my wife. I mean, as crazy as my ideas are, she's never told me no. You know, she just, she's always believed in me and believed in the vision. And she's jumped behind me 100%. My kids got an opportunity because they were young when we opened the first one. To finally see the struggles of somebody trying to open their own business and how you have to make some sacrifices, you know, in order to have success.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, that's good that your boys are seeing that while they're young.
Mm-hmm.
What's one thing, if you could shout from the rooftop and let our listeners know, what's one thing you wish they knew about your gyms?
We're multifaceted. You know, I don't want people to think that, you know, oh, if I go over here, it's just going to be about hardcore lifting. Or if I go over here, it's just going to be about cardio or, you know, whatever. We really try to cater to each individual client. Customer service is our priority. I think that's a lost art today. And so we want to make sure that people know that when they come into our facility, we want to have a personal relationship with them. We keep our venue small for a reason. I don't want to become more like a commercial gym. I want it to be more of a family type atmosphere where you can come in, get a relationship with your teachers, you know, come into the Grit House side, have a relationship with me over there. And we really know everybody by name. We know about their lives. I mean, most of the people that train over there have my personal cell number. They call me with problems they have outside of the gym, you know. So it's one of those kind of things where we're not just working on the body, but we're wanting to work on the spirit, you know, and the mind, because all those things have to be healthy for us to be whole people. So we want to make sure that when they come into this facility that they're going to leave better than when they showed up. So you have a bad day, come into the gym, leave better. That's our goal.
There you go. Well, that's a good way to do it. I know I see a lot of people posting on social media. And when they go to the gym, it's a common theme to see people say, this is my happy place. They go and grind out all the problems. Yeah.
There's a lot of truth to that. I tell people all the time, if you fail in the gym, it's because you chose to fail. Because 45 pounds is always 45 pounds. You know, it's not an external influence or whatever or problem that you don't know how to navigate. It's just one of those things. If you want to push it up, push it up. And it's going to be the same every day. So you can go in the gym and find success and, you know, and not to mention the health benefits that come with it too, you know. It's definitely something, no matter what kind of training you want to do or what fitness level you want to achieve, just doing something is going to make it a better experience for you.
One question, it's kind of off the cuff here, Nathan, but I think about it myself in my own workout routine. How important do you feel that supplementation is to the success of someone really changing their body composition?
So, you know, the word supplementation right there to me says it all. It's meant to supplement something that you're not already getting. So if you're eating correctly, and that's kind of my bread and butter, I do it. If you're eating the way you should be eating, most of that stuff should already be taken care of. So, you know, there are benefits to certain things, you know, multivitamins, things like that, you know, can help. And there, to me, it's an industry too, that is not always worth the cost, you know, for what you're going to pay for a certain supplement. Well, I'll give you a good example. So beet juice powder right now is real popular, you know, because it helps with blood pressure issues and things like that. It's not expensive to go buy a can of beets. You know, you're going to pay more on the powder version than you are on the actual whole food. And you're actually going to get more benefit from the whole food than you would from that supplementation. So it does have a place, you know, and it can help. I mean, I got a lot of people, especially nurses and people like that, that have really busy schedules that can't always get their meals in. So, yeah, there's a place for it. But I think that we have put so much emphasis on it, and we think that it carries so much weight, when in reality, if you would just sit down and structure your meal plan and eat correctly, you wouldn't even have to worry about those things. I mean, me currently, I don't take any supplementation. I'm not even on a multivitamin. You know, I got away from all that about 5 years ago.
And do you, is a pre-workout routine and things like that, is that also something that you feel like is important or not?
You talking about like pre-workout drink or something like that?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I tell most of my clients, you want to keep your caffeine intake fairly low, because if you can actually get too much caffeine in your system, and it slows down your recovery process. So it becomes counterproductive at that point. Okay. So to me, I mean, one of my favorite things for a pre-workout is eat an apple and drink a small black coffee.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay. I hadn't heard anybody explain it that way. Well, it seems,
I mean,
to me that
the pre-workout doesn't really.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say that the pre-workout to me, it's one of those things, you know, people think that it makes them stronger or feel better, but it doesn't really, what it does is it changes your mood, you know? So it makes you want to go to the gym and want to train, but it doesn't necessarily make you much stronger. So it's one of those kind of things, you know, I got away from pre-workouts and energy drinks, you know, quite a while ago. And I noticed right away, I started sleeping better. It didn't affect my performance in the gym. I think it's a lot of psychological thing that we, you know, we like the way it feels when we initially start to do it. And then we think that we need to keep it in there. And then when we have that day where we forgot it, we don't feel as energetic in the gym. Well, it's because we've made ourselves basically a slave to that, in a sense. You know, it's like we feel we have to have this in order to perform at this level. And that's not simply the case. You know, when you can get away from that stuff, let your body do what it was designed to do. I mean, we are machines. And if we take care of those machines, they operate at a very high level.
Yeah. I've heard people say that the heaviest weight at the gym that you'll lift is the door handle on the door going in.
Man, I like that. That needs to be on a t-shirt.
Some people do struggle with actually getting there. And I guess if the pre-workout helps their mental attitude, then great. I suppose.
I had a home gym for a long time, and I found that most of the time I wouldn't even go down and use it, because it's so easy when you're, you know, walking down to the basement stairs to go work out, and you're like, man, it's a little bit cold down here today. I can go right back upstairs and watch television on the warm couch, you know? So I'm a firm believer in having somebody that you're accountable to, whether it's a gym or a training partner or something like that. You know, so get a membership, because if you're paying for it, you're probably going to show up. And, you know, if you're in a place where you feel like you're actually cared for, you know, I mean, I've got clients in here that if I don't see them come to the gym for a couple of weeks, I'm texting them. I'm like, where are you at? I haven't seen you in a while. Oh, man, I'll be in the next day, you know, and then they come back in and they get back in the routine. So it's just having somebody like that can hold your hand sometimes, you know, when you're having those rough times. We all have difficult situations in life, you know. And sometimes somebody's got to just nudge you along a little bit further.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that you're in touch with your clients like that, because it's discouraging when you feel like you're out of the gym for a while and nobody missed you. So that's awesome.
You know, I've got some people that hire me for personal training that are very knowledgeable in the gym. They know how to do their nutrition, and they'll flat out tell you the only reason that they hire me is just because I'll check on them every week and make sure they're showing up.
I understand. Well, let me ask you this. So if our listeners want to learn more, whether it's through social media or the internet, or if they want to contact you or stop by, give us the information of how to do all that stuff.
Yeah, I won't throw a bunch of stuff out at you to make it confusing. It's really simple. Just get on the internet, go to thegrithouse.com. And if you go to that page, you'll have two sides of the screen. One says, take me to the Grit House. The other side says, take me to the Flow. Click either one. All of our information is right there.
Well, that made it easy. That's good. That's
good. And enough. I'll tell you on the flow, click that, you know, because we're fairly new over here. We've been here about a year. There's a class schedule so you can see all the classes and what times they are. And there's a free link right now. You can click that, try a free class out and see if you like it.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. Nate, it has been a pleasure to have you on. I've enjoyed getting to know you and hearing Absolutely. A little bit about both your gyms and to wish you further success.
Absolutely. Hey, and I expect you to see you taking advantage of that free class. I want to get you in one of these bungee harnesses.
All right. I'll take you up on that.
All right, sir.
All right. Well, to all you good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Nate and Donnell in absentee and learning more about their gyms, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need and want the services they provide. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in the Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. They are the backbones of our business community. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.